Well, we heard a lot after 9/11 about how people's lives had changed as a result of the attacks. And opinion surveys bore this out. People's level of trust in government doubled almost overnight. President's approval ratings were up. There was lots of evidence that people were more interested in taking part in community activities and volunteering for things. So I became interested in seeing whether these changes in people's attitudes about the world were reflected in choices they were making to inform themselves about what was going on in the world. And when I began looking at the data of who was watching the national nightly news and who was going to cable news and reading newspapers, I found that we weren't seeing any different patterns today than we were before 9/11.
Was there a spike in interest after 9/11 that just went down, or was it that people were saying one thing and doing or not doing another?
Well, with the National Nightly Network News, the percentage of adults who were watching one of the three broadcasts was about 13% right before 9/11. For the week of 9/11, that number doubled to 26%. About a quarter of people were paying close attention to a nightly news broadcast. But the week following 9/11, that number dropped right back down to 15%, and it never got up more than a percent or two above that point ever since. Before 9/11, less than half a percent of adults were tuning into one of the three cable news channels sometime during the day. But after 9/11, it's about 1%. It's roughly double. Still a small percentage, and unfortunately, the number of people who are watching cable news has also been declining over time.
How do Americans' view of world news and participation in those types of programs compare to other countries?
Yes, there have been studies done comparing the news habits of Americans and Europeans, and it's pretty clear that Europeans read newspapers more, they watch television news more, they listen to radio news more than Americans do. The one edge that Americans have is greater online access to the Internet. And surveys done in the United States show that more people today are turning to Internet news outlets than ever were before.
What may be keeping people from being more interested in world affairs?
Well, the long story in the United States is that fewer and fewer people over time have been habitual readers and viewers of the news. And as we lose those habits of turning on the nightly news or picking up a morning newspaper, it becomes more difficult for us to get back into the habit of doing that, even when times have changed. So that when 9/11 comes, this terrible set of attacks happens, people are not turning back to national network news. They're not picking up newspapers. Newspaper readership has decreased since 9/11. Some are turning to cable news, but people have lost a sense of what their alternatives are, and the alternatives that they know about don't seem very appealing to them.
Is there any study that shows the outcome of this kind of trend, of a lack of knowledge in world affairs? Does that play in other parts of society?
Yes, and one study was done by the Pew Center for People and the Press, which asked two versions of a poll question. The first version was, do you feel that President Bush should have his highest priority on domestic policy issues or on the war on terrorism? And a second version of the question asked whether Bush should have his emphasis on domestic policies or foreign policies. Now, we presume that the war on terrorism is a foreign policy issue, but the responses that came to this poll showed that a sizable percentage of Americans see the war on terrorism as a domestic policy issue. That when you switch the wording around, the number one priority changes from war on terrorism in the first version to domestic policy in the second version. But that difference is only for people with lower levels of formal education. And these are groups in the United States that tend not to be watching the news and reading newspapers as much as others. I don't think Americans are apathetic. I think if you ask Americans, do they care about things that are going on in the world? Of course they do. The challenge is tying that concern to becoming more informed about what's happening in the world. And it's very difficult for many Americans to do that because the obvious choices of news that they have are not telling them about what's going on in the world. The amount of news about international affairs in newspapers in the United States has been a decreasing portion of all news coverage. So today, less than 1% of the typical newspaper is devoted to foreign affairs coverage. And the same thing goes for television news.